Atlantean High Priest Clarkash Tawn, and so on. Herbert West, Reanimator, The Hound, and several others are both horror tales and parodies of the horror tale. Some of his lesser tales are even more overtly comical, such as the hilarious Sweet Ermengarde, a send-up of the sentimental romances prevalent in his day. And if the science fiction convention, another element in this volume, is something that postdated Lovecraft's lifetime, it should be noted that he was an enthusiast of similar gatherings, especially among the members of the amateur journalism movement, which he had joined in 1914, and to which he remained devoted for the rest of his life. It was at such a convention in 1921 that he met his future wife, Sonia H. Green. During his years in New York, 1924 to 1926, Lovecraft happily hosted meetings of the KLM Club, a group of friends whose last names all began with K, L, or M. He was scrupulous in securing toothsome sweets for his friends, along with coffee, which he secured by taking an aluminum pail to a nearby deli and having it filled with the hot beverage, served on his best china. To be sure, Lovecraft could be the life of the party when he chose. It is refreshing to see contemporary authors look at Lovecraft's work as both the terrifying cosmic horror that it is, but also as the source of a lot of fun. Perhaps that is the best way his work can remain alive in the 21st century. S.T. Joshi. Introduction by Frog Jones. There is nothing in the world quite like a science fiction convention. I'm not talking about big commercialized Comic-Cons. Those are fun in their own way. I'm talking about the smaller conventions, the ones put on by hardworking and largely unheralded fans who do it for no reason other than they love science fiction, they love fantasy, and they want to celebrate that with other people. I've been to countless of them, and every time I go, I feel like I'm coming home again. It's a community. And simply being in that place at that time means you have so much in common with everyone else there. The things that the outer world might judge one for, the things that we keep in tight when we go about our day jobs and live our lives, it can all come flying out at the con. Our friends, our family, it's all there. Each one of them stands out in my mind as having its own personality. I'm not going to name them here, but there's a con we go to where the rule is that everything will get weird, and the trick is to roll with it. There's a con we go to that's a little more highbrow than it should be, and there's the con we called home that's now passed into history after COVID. I'll name that one. Goodbye, Spokane. And there's the one that's cursed. This convention happens in a hotel that is, in fact, next to a body of water. And the hotel is truly designed to be a thing of madness. It's as though the architect wanted to make it as difficult as possible to navigate the twists and turns of the hallways. I'm not actually sure why this was desirable, but it's a good quarter-mile walk from the front desk to the elevator. The first time we attended this hotel, the dealer's room was positioned in the basement, and on day two of the convention, the gray water pipes from the hotel kitchen broke, causing an unexpected water feature on the carpet directly in front of the dealer room. One that smelled exactly how you'd expect the gray water pipes to smell. Needless to say, the scent of old grease, rotten food, and just a hint of human waste created a wall in front of the dealer's room that only the most dedicated of nerds were willing to pass through. It had something of a negative impact on sales. This is, to date, possibly the worst experience I've had at a convention. Sitting in a room devoid of customers before a table full of books that I'm not going to be able to sell to anyone. And yet, we had fun with it. We authors began speaking with each other, and we'd